Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Luke 21, verses 25 through 36. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Be on the Lookout by Caroline Cobb Smith and Paul Zak. The lively groove matches the text's imperative to stay awake. The clap-along beat is an infectious encouragement to be shared. May we all prepare ourselves and each other for the coming of the King.
Lift up your head. Be on the lookout. Wake from your bed. Don't fall asleep. Lift up your head. He's coming soon now. Get yourself ready for the coming of the King. Good a mother forget her children. Could a husband forget his wife? How much more then will he remember? Will he call and set things right? Lift up your head. Be on the lookout. Wake from your bed. Don't fall asleep. Lift up your head. He's coming soon now. Get yourself ready for the coming of the King. Cast aside all the works of darkness. Children of the day, light your lamps and keep them burning till we see our bridegroom's face. Lift up your head, be on the lookout, wake from your bed, don't fall asleep.
Luke 21, verses 25 through 36. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations and perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves. People fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all of the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. Our daughter Harper is now 20 months old and is in the peak separation anxiety stage. When she begins to suspect that Katie and I are leaving for something, she tenses up and starts to whimper. And this is totally normal. It's part of her stage. It's so normal, in fact, that the kids show Daniel Tiger has a whole song called Grown Ups Come Back. It's regularly sung in the Locke household. Well, these verses are Jesus' assurance to his followers that he, the ultimate grown-up, will come back. But his return isn't something to take lightly, not by a long shot. Upon his return, we will witness the powers of the heavens being shaken as the Son of Man comes on the clouds with power and great glory. Knowing that this is coming, Jesus calls us to watch ourselves so as to keep our hearts from being weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the cares of this life. Although nearly 2,000 years have passed since Jesus spoke these words, their truth remains. He is coming again, and we need to watch and be spiritually fit. This means working faithfully at the tasks God has given us. Let's not let our minds and spirits be dulled by careless living and the pursuit of pleasure. Let's not let the cares of this life weigh us down. We need to be ready to move at God's command. Advent reminds us that Christ has come and he will come back. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.